This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug, developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Now, so you don't have to do this testing. I have decided to do the testing. Right before we came back from the flip to the hour, I went and got a new cup of coffee, poured it into the Burnout mug. I measured it. I measured the temperature. It was 143 degrees. Right before we came back, I measured it again. It was already down to 131. So I will tell you where it's regulating the temperature too. And I have discovered the one issue with it. It is so, because of the way it's constructed, and I mean it's constructed to last, the heft of it sort of disguises the fact if you're getting low on coffee, then you run out of coffee and you're sitting there going, that was perfect, and I'm out. So, you know, that's the only issue I can find. Burnoutmugs.com. We're going to be doing the experiment right here, me and you. This is the kind of experiment I can do. Michael Bloomberg, former New York City mayor, he bounces around the political parties, I don't know, sort of like a musical chairs kind of thing, or like a major leaguer whose team loyalties change with the seasons. He's decided he's going to toss his hat into the 2020 presidential election, this time as a Democrat. He started out career-wise as a Democrat, then a Republican, then an Independent, and now he's comfortable wearing the Democrat label again. The only issue here that I can see is he doesn't stand a snowball's chance in Miami of getting their nomination. He doesn't seem to understand the Democratic Party he just rejoined has morphed into, or, you know, some would say descended, down the ladder of morality since he left it years ago. Poor Michael. Out of touch with political reality. Where's he been during the Obama years? Doesn't he see that the party of his early years is no longer Democratic? In addition, he has negative conservative baggage that will be exhumed to defeat him. His endorsement for Obama came just days before the 2012 elections, and he then criticized the president for his poorly thought-out economic policies, for failing to bring people together and to provide leadership expected from the White House. That's not going to be a pretty background if running against the likes of Joe Biden, Hillary, or Cory Spartacus Booker in the forthcoming presidential campaign. And let's not forget the fact that, you know, Bloomberg is Jewish, which that's two strikes on the leftist world, but also supportive of the State of Israel and President Trump's move of our embassy to Jerusalem. Back in 2012, his unsigned editorial in the Bloomberg View, Obama's betrayal of Israel at the UN must not stand, attacked Obama's abstention of the Security Council resolution declaring Jewish settlement in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria illegitimate. His pro-Israel stance is a no-no in the party now being led by the likes of Palestine terror supporter Keith Ellison, the vice chair of the Democrat National Committee. And it does not sit well with the newer, younger, violent, anti-Israel progressives in the party represented by Alexandria Ocasio-Lopez, who advocates from the radical left, where the power in the Democrat Party now rests. Bloomberg also cracked down hard on the party thugs, during the Occupy Wall Street crowd back in 2011. The leftists called his actions then disgraceful. Those leftists led by socialist Marxist Bernie Sanders, another possible contender in 2020, will suddenly recall to the media that these political faux pas happened while Bloomberg was in place. So, poor 50 times over billionaire Michael Bloomberg. It's a different world now, Mike, than he grew up in as a Democrat back in the 60s and the 70s. We were a different country then, you know. There was no overt hatred of one political party against another. They used to actually sit in easy chairs on TV and talk to each other and not raise their voices and not use real English. None of this, don't you disrespect me. I mean, that's one of my big things. You don't disrespect anybody. You show someone disrespect. Okay? I mean, if you want to use the slang for it, it's dissing. Okay? But if you're going to get out there, use the slang. Don't get out there and say, don't you disrespect me. It's not proper. And back in the day, when Mikey was growing up, we talked to each other properly. We all wore suits when we cut the grass and trimmed the hedges and everything. It was a different time in America during the 60s and 70s. Politicians weren't shot at or attacked in the streets by political opponents. But that's the reality of today. And Michael Bloomberg, the recently minted Democrat, is going to have to learn the lesson of the street before he gets chewed up and spit out by his new compatriots. Good luck with that one, Mikey. I guess we'll be saying, I knew you when. I don't know how that one's going to play out. I really don't know how that one's going to play out. That doesn't seem like that's going to go well for Mike. It really doesn't. And just because of that, I feel bad for him. Emma Gonzalez, I know she hasn't been out. Emma Gonzalez, the little girl from Parkland that shaves her head and everything. She's living an exhausting life because she is out there thinking that everybody's out to get her. Some people probably do have some grounds to be concerned about their safety because there are those in the world who receive death threats by the dozens. I've gotten a few myself. But even one death threat is enough to make anyone concerned, certainly. But it doesn't help when you go out of your way to make people angry. And maybe that's why anti-gun activist and Parkland kid Emma Gonzalez decided to admit that she's terrified someone with a gun sticker on their car will run her off the road. That sounds like that ad we saw. Do you remember the ad we saw where the NRA sticker guy is driving around looking for the little brown children, the ethnic children, none of the Caucasians, of course, and he's chasing them with a pickup truck. Do you remember that one? She sees that, and she has seen that, and now she believes it. She said she now fears being recognized in public and driven off the road by a gun enthusiast. She told Vanity Fair, I'm still worried. When I drive down the road and I'm not wearing a hat, that someone with gun stickers on their car is going to recognize me and run me off the road. She put it on Twitter. She put that exact phrase on Twitter, and that's since been deleted for some reason. My guess is that Gonzalez's concerns are being mocked rather publicly. And I get that. Because what Gonzalez needs to understand is that there are reasons no one is likely to do any such thing. And the first, of course, is that most people don't pay that much attention to their fellow drivers unless those drivers give them a reason to. So in other words, if someone is driving aggressively or stupidly, we'll look at them. Otherwise, I'm not paying attention to who's driving the car. I'm just looking at the car. And so the chances of someone who hates her guts even realizing she's in the car next to them are slim to none. Even if someone does, and let's be honest, if anyone is likely to notice, it'll be a gun owner who values situational awareness. She's not in any danger. In fact, if she were around me and somebody were attacking her, I would defend her. She has a right to say what she wants to, and plus, I don't want her to shut up. I want everyone to hear the nonsense that she babbles on an incessant basis. So with that in mind, I don't know why any one of us would want to run her off the road. She is just the gift that keeps on giving. Emma, relax, dear. It's going to be okay. Gun owners will take care of you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating
travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Now, okay, so as of the break, my temperature on my mug of coffee has now settled down to 127 degrees after 21 minutes. Actually, after 26 minutes in the mug. The thing about the burnout mug is it has like a spring-loaded little lid that you pop to take a sip out of it. No dribble, you know, there's no leaks or anything. It's very, very, very tight seal. And that doesn't allow any heat to escape. So the next break, you know, after 30 minutes, you know, it will have started at a baseline, I think, of 131 degrees. We're at 127 now, which is just about perfect for me. It's between 100 and, I think for me, between 118 and 125, 127 is perfect for me. So we'll see where we go with that one as the time goes on, unless I run out of coffee. That's the problem. You're going to drink your coffee faster because it just tastes right the whole time. I'm not a hunter, but I have a bunch of friends that are hunters. And I have a couple of friends, a male dude, and his daughter, that are elk hunters. And they take people elk hunting. And I've been very concerned. And they want to take me elk hunting. So I've been concerned about them. And I totally am concerned about me. And to that end, I'm going to try to put together something, will address that later on. But anyway. There was a study conducted by the Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team, or the IGBST, at Grand Teton National Park. They came up with this idea, and they came up with a way to gather some supporting evidence. So, park officials placed GPS collars on 8 adult grizzlies to track their movements, specifically during elk season. And it's been said that the crack of a rifle sounding through the mountains is basically like ringing a dinner bell for the grizzly bears. So, scientifically, we decided to try to do something to come up with some sort of data on that supposition. According to the Billings Gazette, some estimates suggest a grizzly sense of smell is 7 times better than a bloodhound's, and studies have calculated the size of the Bruin's scent-detecting area as 100 times larger than a human's. Grizzly also possess a Jacobson's organ in the roof of their mouth that can detect heavier moisture-borne odors. So in addition to the GPS collars being worn by the bears, the study team asked a group of elk hunters in the targeted area to carry and return 100 GPS units to track their every step during their respective hunts. While only showing a small sample size of data, the evidence suggests that grizzlies do in fact follow elk hunters. During one hair-raising encounter, a signal transmitting from one of the bear's collars showed it was following within 100 yards of the group of elk hunters, yet nobody ever reported seeing the bear. Now, this should not be a surprise to any of us, because these guys are apex predators, okay? It's like trying to say, well, we're going to be watching for the lions. You know, the lions are specialized at hunting, things that can run faster than they can run. So they've got to be able to get the drop on them. Bears probably do the same thing. So when you have this apex predator out there trying to do some of these things, that can be somewhat problematic. Now, first of all, this doesn't mean you're going to have a bear encounter. Because even these hunters that I'm describing right here, they didn't have a clue the bear was even there. But it does have to make you wonder how such an encounter might have gone in a lean year for the bear. This also does not show any reason not to go elk hunting. I do think it's sufficient that hunters should keep a very wary eye out to make sure they're the only predators around. And this is, you know, this comes on the heels of what Dean Weingarten and I have been talking about during a hunt in September, where a guide was killed by a bear. There was an elk hunt as well, which means anyone going elk hunting should be extra cautious about bears being in the area, because they've got a lot more time in the wilderness than we do. So they're probably pretty good out there. I'm just saying. An elk is a very big animal, so it takes a pretty good round to take one down. So if you're rifle hunting, you probably got a weapon that will take down the grizzly if you can bring it up on him and if you see the bear coming. Now, if you're a bow hunter, I saw a bow hunter just off the highway the other day. If you're a bow hunter, it's probably a good idea that someone in the group has a firearm of sufficient caliber to put down a bear. For peace of mind, if nothing else. And then it would be even more gooder, okay, if whoever had the firearm to put down the bear got out there and said, I will keep the firearm upon me in case the bear comes around the corner. That would be just a capital idea, I do believe and think. That would be capital because the bear is going to be quick. See, the problem that we have as humans is that we were once predatory. And we still have certain strains of us that may be to a certain degree. But that only works in our natural habitat against other humans. Against a animal like an apex predator. We are the prey. Because we can think and we have posable thumbs and can grasp tools and live indoors, this does mean that we can, we can react to the predatory behavior of the bear, and we can even stop the predatory behavior of the bear, but we had better be prepared for the bear. I know of one incident where a guy got up there and he was using a black powder rifle and it was raining and the bear was coming at him and he got the rifle up, he took the shot with the bear about 6 yards away from him, 18 feet. When he came up, I mean, he literally surprised the bear. The bear knew he was coming. But the bear, I mean, I think it'd be more sufficient to say he was surprised by the bear. I have told him and his daughter, you guys need to buy something big and heavy and carry it. We'll see if they do it. I hope they do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Monday, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump got a first-hand look at the damage caused by Hurricane Michael in Florida and Georgia. The president earlier today with Republican Governor Rick Scott of Florida.
I've never looked behind you. I mean, these massive trees have just ripped out of the earth. We've seen mostly water, and water can be very damaging and horrible and scary, you know, when you see water rising 14, 15 feet, but nobody's seen anything like this.
President Trump, this is
really incredible.
The Saudi government is considering issuing a statement saying rogue operatives killed the Washington Post reporter during an interrogation gone wrong. It's unclear if and when the statement will be released as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is currently en route to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king. The family of Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, put out a statement saying that he died Monday from complications due to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This portion of the show is brought to you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, indeed. Check them out at Burnout. And just so you know, I checked the temperature, and the temperature has not budged. Still 127 degrees. Now, in 39 minutes after the cup of coffee has been poured into it. So, initially it came out 143, now sitting steady at 127. I would say that if after this next break coming up, when I test it one more time, if it's still sitting above 120, I would say that Mike, the defense rests. Burnoutmugs.com. Let's talk about when the left really went dark on us. When they decided it was okay to trash an innocent man. And make no mistake, they had done it before in lots of different ways, but they had never done it quite as publicly until 1991 in October, when the future Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Lucy Napolitano, decided to usher in the bold new era in American political history. She was a prime mover in the outing of Anita Hill, and a California administrative judge what was her name? Susan Hirshner. She was involved in this. And so they're deposing Susan Hirshner, and a staff attorney is asking her all these questions. And then, you know, they're being asked, Hirshner is being asked, when did Anita Hill come to you with this? And she says it was prior to September of 1981. And or the staffer asked her this, and Hirshner gets this and says, oh, I see what you're saying. And at this point, Napolitano objected and called for a recess, even though she had no standing in this. Because Hirshner subverted the timeline on which the case against Clarence Thomas had been put together. Anita Hill had told the Judiciary Committee, I began working with Clarence Thomas in the early fall of 1981. Early on, our working relationship was positive. By Hill's account, Thomas did not begin to pester her for roughly 3 months. So at the earliest, that would have been December 1981, 3 months after Hirshner left for California, 3 months after she and Hirshner stopped communicating. So instead of calling the defamation plot off, Napolitano and Hirshner and eventually Anita Hill decided to cover it up. And then it began, you know, one of these things where they asked the same question and she's like, I can't recall. So the left's brief Atticus Finch phase was over. Alger Hiss, the Rosenbergs, Leonard Peltier, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Hurricane Carter, Reuben Hurricane Carter, if you don't know who I'm talking about. All of them guilty to a man, but now history. Clarence Thomas, the Duke lacrosse team. George Zimmerman. Nikola Basile Nikola. And if you don't remember who he was the one with the YouTube video that they said calls Benghazi. Officer Darren Wilson, Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump. Innocent. And now the future. You're saying. Now, all, you know, there have been cases of the left punishing the innocent before Thomas in many sense, but the Thomas case was arguably the first in which the combined force of the left defamed an innocent man on the main stage. And they all but criminalized the skewering of many of their sacred cows, like Islam and climate change and illegal aliens and LGBT and the poor. No cows in their pantheon are as sacred as race and sex. So they hit Thomas on sex. 2006, they hit the Duke lacrosse team on the deadly trifecta of sex, race, and class. Now, their OIC moment should have come less than a month after the incident. This is where they should have withdrawn, because the DNA test came back, and they failed to reconnect any member of the lacrosse team to Crystal Magnum, the black stripper who'd accused three of the players of rape. Hard evidence of the players' innocence didn't deter anybody. Didn't deter anybody in academia and nobody in the media. And the New York Times took up the point on the media mob. Times columnist wrote, I mean, this is just a bunch of gobbledygook, but this is what she said. She described the team as a group of privileged players of fine pedigree, entangled in a night that threatens to belie their social standing as human beings. Whatever the heck that means. Even as this case against them eroded, the Times did not acknowledge the damage. 6 months after the incident, the Times ran a lengthy front page story. Files from Duke rape case give details but no answers. But it was too late. Within hours of his appearance online, bloggers have waded through the errors and omissions of the article and deconstructed it to its preposterous core. And there was no case. District Attorney Mike Nifong, a very ambitious Democrat dude, built his prosecution of them on a foundation of suppressed evidence and outright lies. And the year after the incident, the North Carolina AG dropped all charges against them. And the media didn't learn anything from this one. So in 2014, Rolling Stone published a lengthy article about the gang rape of a young woman at the University of Virginia fraternity house, Phi Kappa Psi. And they came down on the whole Greek system on this one, and within weeks, the whole grotesque charade unraveled. Then, in February of 2012, there should have been another OIC moment, because this we're talking about now the day of the shooting of Trayvon Martin by George Zimmerman. There was only one solid eyewitness, and his name was John Good, and he spoke to the police immediately after the shooting. And he said, so I opened my door. It was a black man with a hoodie. Notice he says a black man with a hoodie. On top of the other, either a white guy, or now I found out, I think it was a Hispanic guy with a red sweatshirt on the ground yelling out help. And I tried to tell them, get out of here, you know, stop or whatever. Then one guy on top, the black hoodie, was pretty much just throwing down blows on the guy, kind of MMA style. The day after the incident, Good spoke to a local TV reporter and repeated the facts of the case for the national media to hear. There was never a mystery to this. But the media didn't have any interest in this, as NBC's legal analyst Lisa Bloom tells the story in her book Suspicion Nation. Zimmerman confronts Martin. He then grabs or shoves him. A frightened Martin punches Zimmerman. A tussle ensues. It is not particularly significant who is on top. Zimmerman pulls the gun, points it at Martin, and continues his profane, insulting rant for 40 seconds, during which time Martin screams, "Ah!" in fear. An angry, panicky Zimmerman shoots and kills Martin. In order to make this actually work for her, she had to not mention Good's interviews or even his trial testimony that assured the not guilty verdict was going to come from this. CNN's coverage was even more corrupt than NBC's, and NBC, ABC was worse of them all. So no one in the major media acknowledged that Zimmerman was a civil rights activist and Obama supporter. Bloom didn't even mention he was Hispanic. And of course, then Obama gets out there, and this is part of what launched the Black Lives Matter movement. And like many on the left, Obama had no conscience about sacrificing those who serve no useful purpose. Months after declaring the conspicuously guilty Trayvon as his spiritual son, he covered his tracks in the Benghazi mess by allowing his Justice Department to imprison Nicola Basile and Nicolas, you know, over his crime, in which he posted a video, The Innocence of Muslims, on the Internet. Then Black Lives Matter came back 2 years later. Ferguson, Officer Darren Wilson, except, fortunately for Wilson, St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough relied not on the media, but on the evidence, and the evidence cleared Wilson. It also cleared George Zimmerman. It also cleared the Duke lacrosse players and the UVA frat boys. But they're dark. They're dark. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Last time on the firing line, this portion of the show brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Okay, the science is in. I've just taken my last temperature reading of this mug of coffee, and, 124 degrees. So, I win. Burnout Mugs wins. And if you go get one, and you are a coffee drinker like me, you will be a winner, too, just because your coffee will stay warm. And you'll drink it faster. I've not been drinking mine so that I would have a good reading the whole time. Now I am free and clear to drink my coffee. BurnoutMugs.com. Are you a new gun owner? Have you just decided to make that move? Many new gun owners seem to be a bit confused about the role that a class designed to facilitate the issuing of a concealed carry license plays in this whole business of personal defense. The purpose of those classes is to make the applicant aware of state law regarding the use of deadly force and when and where you can carry your defensive firearm. The shooting portion of the class, is that if there is one, is to determine if the applicant is safe enough with a firearm to carry it. Now, a lot of concealed carry instructors can regale you with stories about students who think that the purpose of the licensing class is to teach them how to shoot a handgun. Some arrive at the class with a handgun that has never been out of the box. The box is still sealed because they just came straight from the gun shop. They've got a gun they don't know how to load. They don't know how to operate it properly and safely. And most of the instructors that I know do a yeoman's job of getting the folks that come to them for instruction fully qualified. So that's quite a bit of a stretch for these guys. And the point of that many of these new people miss is that the licensing class is the beginning of their personal defense education. Knowing the law is huge. It's certainly important. And a person should continue to study so that he or she has the most complete understanding possible. And because the laws change. But the typical class addresses when the defensive firearm can be used. It doesn't usually address how the defensive firearm can be used effectively to save a life. And that is a very important difference. A huge, huge difference. If you take the right to carry your gun seriously, then hopefully you understand the need for expert training on how to fight with that gun. This is not something you're just going to pull and shoot. You will be fighting for your life if you have to pull this gun in self-defense. So you need to learn how to fight in this desperate moment. They should understand also, as you know, that no single class is going to qualify them as any sort of an expert on the subject. This is a martial art. Most martial arts take a lifetime of study to master. The gun, it has a quicker learning curve, but it still means, I mean, I've been shooting since I was 12. I'm now, you know, 45 years, and I still need to practice. When you go to an instructor, that instructor, and as you watch them, you'll see these instructors, they have the benefit of teaching everybody, so they also have the benefit of repetition of showing us, and they just look absolutely smooth, don't they? They just look, I mean, the guys at Tactical Response, they were just absolutely just oiled. I mean, like a machine they were going. And they've spent years developing their knowledge and skill. And the problem is that an instructor can try to give you the knowledge, or, you know, a part of it in the class. But the knowledge part is what he's trying to teach you. The actual physical skill set itself is something you have to acquire. They can't hand that to you. Only practice can hand that to you. Same thing to do is to look at the personal defense training the same way that we approach our continuing education class in our chosen field of work. You have to periodically go back for refresher courses, and then you learn new skills. This is why Mantis is a training aid. This will help you as far as where your trigger is being pulled. And this is something you can do in your house. You don't have to go to the range. This is why Paul Markle with the one box of bullet training day, you know. Everybody develops a training curricula that you can go by or certain things. And you can certainly reach a point fairly quickly if you know how to properly handle your chosen defensive firearm and you develop the necessary marksmanship skill. You can develop the trigger pull. With something like Mantis, you can figure out how good your trigger pull is going to be when you're aiming it. Because, you know, the higher the number. But then we come to the next part, which is defensive tactics. And we're getting past the standing there and shooting the gun to how you're going to fight with a handgun. And this is going to take much, much more time. We're now past the wax on, wax off portion of our learning skills. And you're going to have to train, you're going to have to study. And let's be honest about this, a serious study of personal defensive technique can be expensive. And to a degree, it comes down to prioritizing. I mean, a lot of people spend a lot of money taking vacations, and you should take vacations. But if you're taking vacations, you shouldn't cry about the cost of training. If you take a vacation instead of training, that means you've made a conscious decision to not train. You still need to do as much of it as you can. But this is, it becomes a matter of priority. Now, those who are on a really tight budget, now they have a legitimate concern. Some actually will start a savings account to pay for their trip to a major defensive school. You know, gun sight, Thunder Ranch. But around you right now today, and I mean, like in here in the upstate of South Carolina, I can think of two training schools that exist here, and nobody knows it. Nobody knows it. And one being South Carolina Gun School, and the other one, I can't remember the guy, Defensive Tactics or something like that. I can't remember what it is. And even these schools will give you a little bit of knowledge on how to use. And as an example, a lot of these guys that are instructors at these schools have been to classes in the bigger schools, and they're basing their curricula on when they learned a tactical response or a gun sight or a Thunder Ranch. Now, the people who save up to go to these places understand the seriousness of their defensive undertaking. My old friend Bob Owens, who unfortunately is no longer with us, he used to rant and rave about people who carried Glocks because he didn't think people trained enough with it. And instead, he would recommend something like the CZ-P07, the CZ-P09, some double-action, single-action gun to where the first shot would have to be a long, deliberate trigger pull. Not exactly a bad position to take. But Bob trained incessantly. I mean, that dude trained more than ever. I mean, he trained so much, he was getting on my nerves. Now, if you don't know where to go, you can go to the National Rifle Association, and they'll find instructors in your general area who teach classes in personal defense. Then there's the NRA Whittington Center that offers classes throughout the year that offer training in the defense of handgun, carbine, and shotgun. If you live in Michigan right now, you got Steve Fisher, you got Trekt, or Trek, Trek's got his, and I can't remember, is it UDI? I can't remember. You got AMF Defense. There's a class out there for every pocketbook. The biggest expenditure you're going to have in training is going to be ammo. And if you're going to take it seriously, then you're going to have to spend that money. But you need to determine if this is a hobby or a lifetime commitment. And if you feel this is a very serious undertaking, so please, please make the right decision. Tomorrow, going to be on the road. So I will talk to you guys again live on Wednesday. And remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.